that marriages have probably ended over these when they could have been solved with a good fight and a deep conversation. So talk about these myths of marriage.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons it's the very first question in the book, this chapter, have you faced the myths of marriage, the misbeliefs of marriage with honesty, because so many of us get hung up on something that, you know, we hold on to a belief we think is true and it's not. And it's our beliefs about marriage that fuel our behavior within the relationship. And so that's one of the very first things we've got to get straight, is straighten out some of that crooked thinking on our beliefs. And, you know, you mentioned in a previous segment some of those myths that we encounter, you know, that we expect the same things from married life and everything good will get better, everything bad will disappear. But one of the myths that we talk about in there is, I think, the most important. It's the one that's least articulated and most deeply felt. And it's the myth that says my spouse should make me whole, that this person should make up for the things that I'm lacking, that they should be almost a shortcut to my personal well-being and my personal growth. And, of course, that's too much pressure to put on an individual. That's the work we do with our Heavenly Father. And certainly our spouse can help us in that process. You know, as iron sharpens iron, we can help each other on that pathway. But to put that on another person is really going to cause some strain and pressure in the relationship, because nobody can, you know, nobody can complete you. You know, as romantic as that statement is, nobody can really do that.
And really, that will get us in such trouble. We've talked about it before, Les, on the show, just the idea of confusing, the idea that the spouse is a gift and Jesus is a source. And when the spouse becomes the source and no longer a gift, you're so disappointed in your spouse for reasons you have no right to be disappointed. And suddenly you put a burden on the marriage that it's not intended to carry, right?
Right. That's exactly right. Sometimes when Leslie and I have a chance to speak on a university campus, including our own, to a bunch of students, we'll often, you know, illustrate this by having a couple come up to the stage, face the audience, stand about a foot and a half apart, and then just kind of lean in their shoulders and onto each other, and then kind of put their heads on each other so it's touching. And I ask the audience, hey, what do we say when we see a couple like this? And it's inevitable. The whole audience just goes, oh, isn't that sweet, you know? That's what Leslie and I call an A-frame relationship, and it's symbolic of this idea